AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A fierce fight is underway in eastern Ukraine for the salt mining town of Soledar. Ukrainian forces holding out against a furious Russian onslaught. Meantime, a shakeup in the Russian military, the chief of the general staff taking charge of forces in Ukraine. Flight disruptions cascaded across the U.S. today after a government system that offers safety information to pilots broke down. Our Ed Donahue was at the airport.
Jesse Bose's trip to Austin, Texas, changed when she looked at the board.
My flight just got canceled, so that's fun, and I just rebooked it.
Bose says she just wants to get to her destination.
If that doesn't happen, it won't be the first time I slipped in an airport.
Bose realized that this whole plane situation is out of her hands.
If it was in my hands, I would be so fired up right now. I would riot, not actually.
At Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House says there's no evidence a cyber attack triggered the outage, but President Biden has directed the Department of Transportation to investigate. Republican leaders in New York are calling on new GOP Congressman George Santos to step down immediately. Julie Walker has this story.
The call by more than a dozen Republican lawmakers in Nassau County for George Santos to resign was an extraordinary rebuke of the freshman congressman.
He's not welcome here at Republican headquarters.
County Republican Committee Chair Joseph Cairo.
And we do not consider him one of our congresspeople.
Santos is facing multiple investigations over his personal and campaign finances and lies about his resume and family heritage. Republican Hempstead Supervisor Don Clavin.
He's an international joke, but this joke's got to go. And it's on us calling him for to resign immediately.
Santos on Capitol Hill flatly rejecting the call, speaking with ABC News' Rachel Scott.
Will you step down?
I will not.
Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. Fresh inflation data due tomorrow. This is AP News. Guitarist Jeff Beck has died after suddenly contracting bacterial meningitis. That word from his representatives. Margie Zaraletta has a look at his life.
Jeff Beck's first guitar was the one he built as a boy out of a cigar box, a picture frame, and the string from a toy airplane. After that, his instrument of choice was the Fender Stratocaster. Beck was known for the Yardbirds, for his own band, for working with Rod Stewart, and appearing on records with acts as diverse as Macy Gray, Luciano Pavarotti, Winona Judd, and Johnny Depp. Page was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. He went in with the Yardbirds in 1992. Page was low-key during his induction as a solo act in 2009.
I've been naughty all my life, and I don't deserve this at all. But I shall continue to be naughty, I think.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Jeff Beck was 78. And Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has been released from hospital a little more than a week after going into cardiac arrest during a game. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.